Good morning and welcome once more to Words of Faith. We appreciate so much the opportunity to be able to study with you today. And we're just grateful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. We certainly hope that our time spent together will be well worth it. And we just hope that we can say something today that will help you to understand the Bible better, to believe it more, and challenge and exhort us all to practice the Word of God and to live it out in our lives. And with that in mind, let's turn in our Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, and we're going to begin reading in verse 29. In Luke 21, verse 29, here's what the Bible says. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now in this chapter, Jesus has talked about wars and rumors of wars. He's talked about one stone not being left upon another. He's talked about what Matthew records and describes as the abomination of desolation. Now there are three questions that are very important in this chapter, and Jesus answers all three of them. First of all, you have the question, what? That is, what is he talking about here? What is this chapter about? And we have to avoid the temptation or the tendency to think, well, that sounds like the end of time, and then began immediately to read this section and say, well, he's obviously describing it here. We have to look at the context. We have to let Jesus explain what he's talking about before we jump to a conclusion or before we force an idea onto the text that is really not there. So let's find out, first of all, what Jesus is talking about. Then we want to look at the question, when will these things occur? When is the time frame? What is the time frame in which these things are going to happen? That's very, very important to remember, because many people just automatically assume that these things are going to happen at the end of time. And the third question is, how would they know? That's what Jesus' disciples ask. How would anybody know when these things were going to happen that he describes? So Jesus explains all of this. He answers every one of these questions in Luke 21, in Matthew 24, and also in Mark chapter 13. So what you're reading here in Luke chapter 21 is explained even further in Matthew 24 and in Mark chapter 13. Now the difference, and this is very important to keep in mind, the difference between Luke 21 and Matthew 24 and Mark 13 is that Luke 21 only talks about the destruction of Jerusalem. When you get to Matthew 24 and also in Mark chapter 13, he talks about two things. He talks about AD 70 or the destruction of Jerusalem, but he also talks about the end of time, and he compares the two. He contrasts the two. He shows the differences between those two. So if you look at Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and say, well, if he's talking about both those events and they're separated by many, many centuries, then how am I supposed to know the difference? Well, he will show you the difference. Jesus shows and indicates the differences between those two events, and we'll talk about some of those a little bit later in the broadcast today. So let's start with the first question here, and I know that I'm reviewing somewhat, but in order to understand what he's saying here about the fig tree and this parable that he gave, we have to go back and summarize some of these points. First of all, what is he talking about? What's the event that he mentions and describes when he says that you can know that it's near? Well, he's talking about what is going to happen to Jerusalem. He's not talking about something in our present time. He's not talking about Iraq or Afghanistan. He's not talking about Iran. He's talking about Jerusalem in his generation, because he says in verse 5, after the people had spoke to him about the temple and how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, the Bible says that Jesus said in verse 6 about the temple. Now remember, he's talking about the temple in Jerusalem in his day. He said, as for these things which you behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. So Jesus is talking about the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, and of course the whole city with it, and that's what we learn from history, of course. Now the second question is, and this is what is raised by his disciples in verse 7, and that is, when is this going to happen? They wanted to know, because obviously the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem would be a huge event. That would not be a small event like somebody's house being destroyed or like somebody's house being burned down. If the temple in Jerusalem was going to be destroyed, then that means you've got a major event looming somewhere in the future. So the disciples said, well, when's this going to happen? Verse 7, they ask him, but when shall these things be? And then the third question is tied to the second question. The second question is tied to the third and vice versa. And that is, how are we going to know? What sign will there be when these things come to pass? So in order to know when this great event was going to occur, they would have to know what's going to precede it. What kind of indications are going to come before this destruction of Jerusalem? And so they ask about what kind of sign is going to precede it, and then Jesus talks about these signs in the verses that follow. Now let me say something about the word sign or signs in this chapter. Many people automatically assume that the word sign refers to miracles, but it does not in this section. It refers to indications. It refers to what they needed to look for. For instance, Jesus talks about false messiahs. He talks about the unrest between nations, the wars and the rumors of wars. He talks about apostasy. He talks about persecution. He talks about natural disasters. Now, those were the signs. Those were not miraculous signs, but they were general indications of what was going to occur. And then in verse 20 through 24, he tells us exactly what was going to take place. He says in verse 20, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed, that is surrounded with armies, then know that the desolation thereof, that is the desolation, the destruction of Jerusalem, is near or nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Now let me stop right there and make a point that we have referred to several times, but I want to emphasize this again. In verse 20, Jesus said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, he said, what you need to do in verse 21 is to run or to flee to the mountains. Now my question is this, how could that possibly refer to Jesus' second coming? How could that possibly refer to the judgment day? Because Jesus never tells anybody to run to the mountains when he comes again. He never tells anybody to flee to the mountains when judgment day arrives. Because when judgment day arrives, the Bible says that God is going to gather everybody together and he's going to judge everybody. So it's not going to do anybody any good at all to run in the judgment day, and Jesus certainly is not saying that. That in and of itself, folks, shows that this is not about the end of time. What we're reading here is not about the end of time. It's not about Jesus' second coming. It's about what happened in the first century to these Jewish people in the city of Jerusalem. And so as you read through verse 20 through 24, you find that he says in verse 24, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, that's the Romans, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So Jesus plainly says this is war, and it's a war that's going to occur in this generation. Now in verses 25 through 28, he expresses this great event in figures from nature. And this is what we talked about yesterday and gave several passages from the Old Testament which show that this is not an unusual thing in the Bible. The Scriptures oftentimes use illustrations from nature to talk about great events among human beings and especially about government upheavals and about wars. Then in verses 29 through 33, he uses this parable. He uses this illustration. He said, when you see the leaves begin to shoot forth, in verse 30, you know that the summer is nigh. You know that that season is near. And then in verse 31, he says, so likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. He doesn't mean the establishment or the beginning of the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God, the church, began in AD 33 on Pentecost Day in Acts chapter 2. So the church has already been established by the time that this destruction of Jerusalem comes. And you may say, well, what is he talking about in verse 31 when he says the kingdom of God is nigh at hand? Well, he's talking about the fact that the kingdom of God, the church, was going to be made even more available to the people. It was going to spread and grow and be even more established throughout that area once the Jewish persecutors were out of the way. And in verse 32, this makes it absolutely clear, folks, that he's talking about something that has already occurred. He's not talking about something in our future today. He's talking about something that happened many centuries ago. In verse 32, he said, verily I say unto you, this generation, that's the generation in which he lived, that's the generation that he was a part of, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. That by itself, verse 32, shows that these events that he's referring to happened in the first century. Now let me summarize just a few points here. I want you to notice the contrast between two events. I'm talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, which is what he's talking about in this chapter, and the second coming of Jesus, the judgment day. I want you to notice how different they are. The destruction of Jerusalem was something that people could know as far as when it happened was concerned. People could know when it was coming. That's what he says in verse 31. When you see these things, then you can know. Now, in contrast to that, nobody knows the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Nobody knows when the judgment day will arrive. The Bible says in Mark 13, verse 32, that Jesus said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, neither the Son, but my Father only. So what he's talking about here in Luke chapter 21 is something that people could know as far as when it would occur is concerned. But when we look at the second coming of Jesus in the Bible, nobody can know when it's going to happen. Also, you find out in verse 32 that Jesus is saying this will happen in this generation, his generation, the first century. But nobody knows when the second coming of Christ will be. The Bible says that Jesus will come as a thief in the night. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Now in verse 33, Jesus caps this off, and he summarizes with this strong statement, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He's saying to these Jewish people, all of this is going to be destroyed. You mark my words. Well, folks, thank you for listening today. I've enjoyed studying with you, and I hope that something that we have said has helped in some way, and we'll look forward to studying with you again, Lord willing, tomorrow morning at this same time.